Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Medusa Austin. I'm here to give you a general reading for tonight. If this ends up being a love reading, sure, but I kind of wanted to just, you know, make it general, which I'm missing and I'm super excited to do tonight. So, if you're interested to see what the energies are for tonight, stay tuned. All right, so right out the gate, we have Ace of Crystals. And I feel like with these keywords of manifestation and prosperity, it's this energy of legit, just good vibes. I'm honestly feeling like this is definitely good vibes. And this is an opportunity for us to utilize this energy to harness whatever it is that we are trying to bring into our reality, right? And then send it to the universe so that it can get cooking, you know? This could be this energy of things also coming your way, right? So for some, it's beginning that stage of manifestation. And then for others, if you've put in that work, it's just that energy of receiving whatever it is that you want, right? So this could be a job that you was in search for. This could be, you know, getting into contact with a friend. For some, I'm feeling like it's like a friend that's coming in and you haven't spoken to them in a while, or like, you know, for whatever reason, it could be just because I haven't seen them kind of thing, or it's like I just haven't spoken to them, you know, is pretty much what I'm getting here. It's also to family as well. So I do feel like people are going to start materializing into your reality, and it's going with the flow in regards to what this person brings, right? What this person offers. I do feel like this is the beginning of a fresh start. I don't mean new start, but it's like this energy of fresh start. All right. I'm feeling really good. So let's see what else we have here. All right. So we have Seven of Acorns, Page of Feathers. So yeah. Okay. So for the keywords for Seven of Acorns is determination, stamina. Okay. And the keywords for Page of Feathers is exploration and discovery. So I feel like there is this need to kind of want to pull back from the situation, but I feel like it's seeing where this tunnel goes, because there is this feeling of understand, like coming to an understanding of something that you never really understood before. This could deal with having a conversation with someone and just really not wanting to deal with that person, right? But someone here just wants to communicate with you, or they come into your life and it's just like, it's just so much, right? Like I'm getting this feeling here of like someone like comes in and they're not necessarily, you have great times with this person, but it's more so like when they come, it kind of like, and for some it's like wreaking a little bit of havoc into your life, right? But it's this energy of without this person, things wouldn't be put to the forefront. So, okay, so I was getting dressed earlier, and for some reason I had a visualization of having a friend, right? Like there's this friend, and it was like the person was saying like, oh, you know, okay, so the person had a guy, like the boyfriend, and then she then had the female friend, and then the female, the girl was like saying to the boyfriend, like, be careful, or she may try and, you know, because she may try and sleep with you kind of thing, and the guy was like, well, why do you keep her around? And so, like, I seen the girl say something like, you know, because, like, I don't think of it that way. I think of it in a sense of like she's weeding out the bad seeds kind of thing, right? So it's like, so that was a really weird visualization. I was thinking to myself, like, oh my God, that's so weird. But in a sense, you know, like when you think about it from a place where there's like no judgment, like it kind of makes sense. It's like, you know, the girl is like, if obviously, like if you're dating someone and then he sleeps with your friend, you know, clearly that person is not a good person for you to like deal with, you know what I'm saying, or take seriously, right? And so it's taking moralism out of it, all that stuff like that in regards to how the friend would be viewed, right? It's just understanding, like, you know, if that person is weak to enough to fall in the hands of your friend, of the friend, you know, then the person is not meant for you, kind of thing, right? And so it's like I said, it was a really weird visualization, but it happened. And so I feel like when it comes down to the situation, someone is coming into the picture and it's shaking things up a bit, but I also feel like at the end of the tunnel, something is definitely going to be discovered that you would have never realized before, right? And it's all due to this person, right? So it's like keeping in mind that although like you don't feel the need to want to, like it's like you can't keep up with this person. This person is just all over the place, and it's like it's just seemed too much, and sometimes it gets a bit frustrating, right? But I feel as if there is this energy of wanting to explore the situation to see what it is that you need to see, right? Because it's like and for some reason I'm thinking about Toto, right? It's like if Toto, you know, it's like Toto like is constantly leading Dorothy into all these situations or whatever, but when you think about it in the end of the movie, right, it's like Dorothy realizes, you know, a lot about herself. She matures and, you know, she grows. She becomes someone new, or like it's just not new, but it's just more of a mature version of who she was before, right? She's brave, you know, she's smarter. She, you know, she has a different view of things and how and in regards to love and how and seeing the world and all that stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know why that came as well. I'm gonna stop saying I don't know why. I'm just gonna say it and then it is what it is. But that's pretty much what I'm getting here with this situation. Things are definitely gonna be shaken up a bit. And so it's deciding whether or not you want to indulge in this situation to see what it is that you need to see. Okay, we have the Ten of Shells, blessings, well-being. Okay, I feel like, you know, although it kind of seems a bit daunting, but this is definitely coming across as this situation happening for your well-being, pretty much, right? For your overall happiness. And I do feel like there is a little bit of hesitation here in regards to the situation. Like, say, like, for instance, if you're dealing with someone and like your friend comes back in town or your cousin comes back in town and then like they sleep with your partner or whatever the case may be, I know like dealing with it isn't great thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not an easy thing to deal with along the way. But in the end, it's just this feeling of you'll walk out on the other side very happy, right? Understanding that she made the right decision, understanding that, you know, you see things for what it really truly is. This may not be the case. You know, I'm just saying that because of the visualization I had earlier, but this can literally just also too, meaning that someone is coming into the workplace, right? And they're upstaging you, or they're, you know, you're feeling a little bit competitive towards the situation. Maybe they're pushing you, or this could be someone new, or like a boss, right? Someone new coming into the work dynamic and is shaking things up a bit. But this is pushing you towards the brink of wanting to have to, it's like having to step out of your comfort zone and having to fight for something, right? So it's either fighting for knowledge or fighting for, you know, understand, like, the truth of something, or fighting for your position, right? Having to prove yourself, having to put in a little bit more effort and more work. I do feel like there's this energy of strenuous energy that's taking place, whether that may be mental, emotional, or physical, right? So it's just pushing yourself to that point of getting past that threshold. And then at that threshold is like just a discovery. You know what I'm saying? And so this is either you getting that promotion, or you getting that job that you wanted, or you realizing that, hey, you know, this is not where my heart's desire is. And so you're having to make that choice of, okay, should I stay in this relationship, or should I leave this relationship, or should I stay in this job, or should I leave this job? For some, I'm also getting this feeling of someone coming in, and then you're realizing that they're not necessarily all that great. And it's, so it's having to decide, you know, after everything that they've put you through, you know, how does this contribute to my happiness, my overall happiness? Does this contribute? No. Let it go. It does it? Yes. Keep it. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we have the Seven of Cups and the Ten of Wands, all right? So I am getting this feeling of having to make decisions here in regards to what should stay or what should go. But I feel like this doesn't come to play until you go through what you go through in regards to, you know, what we were talking about in the beginning. I do feel like there is this opportunity that takes place that puts you through the ringer, and it, in order for you to wake up and have to make decisions here, okay? But with this Ten of Wands, is this energy of having to, it's like having to put in the work first, right? Because you're not going to necessarily really understand until you go through it, until you experience it. So it's like saying, like, okay, well, so you say that I need to come to realizations of what it is that I need to keep, what it is that I don't need to keep. But it's not that simple in regards to just hearing me out, or, you know, hearing this reading and then just deciding, okay, let me look around my house and see, or look around my life and see what needs to stay or what needs to go. I feel like there's an experience that takes place that then gives you the keys in regards to helping you make these choices. And I do feel like this is in regards to something that is toxic. Perhaps for someone that comes off as snakeish, right? Sneaky. It's like weeding out the grass kind of thing. And it's like you don't realize that until you go through that experience, and it's like put in the spotlight. And it's just, it's coming to that realization, like, oh my goodness, you know, like, I've been carrying this person on my back for, like, forever and a day, and I never realized this, but I'm grateful that I experienced this, because I was allowed to see, you know, this situation or this person for who they truly was. So we have the Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords, it usually talks about, you know, being sneaky, being deceptive, you know, snaky energy, but this is also too coming to a realization that you weren't aware of before, you know. So yes, I definitely do feel like there's a lot of exploration that takes place, but I mean, there's a lot of discovery that takes place, but you can't discover something if you don't explore it first. Maybe you could, but still. Maybe you could, maybe you can't, but you get what I'm trying to say. All right, so let's see here. Let's get some more. All right, so we have the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands. I feel like there is this hesitancy, this fear of wanting to not indulge in this situation, which is understandable, right? Why, like, when so if someone was to ever tell you, like, put yourself through this horrible scenario, right? Right off the bat, it's like, why would I do something like that? But I feel like it's getting your hands dirty or doing that work in order for you to clean house. All right. Yeah. I do with this strength here blocking this situation. It's this feeling of not wanting to taking control of a situation. So it does come across as not wanting to see the truth for what it really is, but deep down inside there is this innate feeling of I don't know, I kind of have a feeling here, but I don't want to do the digging. I don't want to do the detective work or whatever the case may be, right? Because there's this feeling here of not wanting to know the truth about something. Because then that leaves you in that place of having to take matters into your own hands. You know? So if it's a job or whatever the case may be, it's coming to that realization that, all right, I've been here for a while. I'm gonna need to step it up. I'm gonna need to put in some work, you know? But it's this feeling of not necessarily really wanting to put in that extra work or that hard work in order for you to, you know, get better or, you know, get that promotion or whatever the case may be. It's also this feeling here of understanding that for some, it's this feeling of coming to a realization that when it comes down to more responsibilities, it's this feeling of whether they can do it or not, right? So there's responsibilities that's at hand that, you know, that we have to deal with, and it's this feeling of either laziness or just feeling as if you're ill prepared in regards to handling the situation. So it's questioning your abilities, questioning whether or not you're able to handle said responsibilities, right? There could be situations where you're even being asked for more, right? More performance, asking for more presence, asking for more input. More being more attentive. And then there's this fear here of not wanting to deal with that because it's like, I don't know, like it's this hesitancy in regards to being in that spotlight in regards to handling more than what a person is used to. So I like okay. I'm thinking really quick. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of how to explain the situation. I feel like I'm being understood, but it's this feeling of, you know, if this is like the workplace or, you know, okay, say like okay. All right, great. So, High Fidelity. Have you ever seen it? I've seen it with Zoe Kravitz, and she, her boyfriend wanted to propose to her. She saw the ring that he was going to give to her in his drawer, and the fact of that scared her, and you would think that someone would be happy, if you're in love, you love each other, it's great, you know what I'm saying? And you would think that that would be a beautiful thing, but it really scared her. So she did something. Well, she cheated on him, and m completely sabotaged the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And so it's that feeling of having to step up to the plate in order to commit to something. It's this feeling of new, like a step up or a higher sense of commitment. And it's this feeling here of, for whatever reason, not wanting to do it, right? Not wanting to get past that feeling of, I just, I can't, I don't know why. I don't know what's stopping me. I don't know. It's so silly, but I really can't see myself doing that. And it's this need to get through that, but there is this hesitancy of, I'm not sure if I can do it with this strength card. All right. The bottom of the deck, we have Three of Swords. So I do feel like when it comes down to this situation, this could be fear in regards to getting hurt, right? So there's this feeling of, I want to stay where I'm at because it's comfortable. It's decent for me at this particular time. If I do something new, or if I'm expected to do some, handle more responsibilities or do anything more, is this energy of there's a chance I might fail, and so that's that hurt, right, in regards to the situation. And I feel like when we go back to the beginning, when we were pulling those cards with the Ace of Crystals, Seven of Acorns, Page of Feathers, Ten of Shells, it's pushing you through that tough time, that blockage, so that you can get to that space of happiness with the Ten of Shells. And so for some, that Seven of Cups could be that feeling of letting go, weeding, understanding what that toxic thing is, right? That you're discovering and saying, okay, I have to let this go. This could be something internal, right? Or this could be also external. This could be legit someone just telling you, I don't think that you could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you they want you to do that? I really, they chose you? That kind of thing. Like, I don't know if you're responsible for that, right? I don't know if you're able to do that job. There is this feeling of doubt that's coming from an external source. And so there's this feeling of believing in that. And then as far as like a relationship or just whatever the case may be, is it's someone coming in. And whether you know them or not, someone is coming in to test you in regards to, or maybe not test, but to make things happen so that this whatever blockage that's going on, it can it's no longer in your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like removing roadblocks kind of thing, right? So this could be someone coming in from someone coming into the relationship that you're dealing with, and it's like kind of shaking things up. With that Three of Swords, they usually talk about with the Three of Swords, they usually talk about third party, and then things and ends up ending in like a heartbreak or something like that. But it's like that heartbreak, then when the smoke clears, the dust clears, the tears are all shedded, it's understanding, like, I'm actually really grateful that this situation happened, because I wouldn't have never known that that person was doing or capable of doing those things. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, so we have the magician here as the foundation. So I feel like in regards to the magician here, it's this energy of, and it brings us right back to that energy of manifestation. You know, magicians talks about manifesting things, right? So it's definitely that energy of stepping into your power in a sense of declaring what it is that you want. All right? So this is that energy that enlightens you, that lightens you up. It's like a lightning bulb kind of thing. I'm just thinking about like Power Rangers for some reason, like when they morph, right? It's that energy of it's morphin' time, and they become super, like they just get superpowers and they become super teenagers or super whatever you are, you know? And it's this energy of that of what I was saying before. So utilizing that energy to manifest whatever it is that you want, right? So it's that energy of giving you superpowers in a sense that you can persevere through this situation, whether that may be physically or emotionally or mentally. Now, with this hermit here, I do feel like, oh wow, we have two nines here already. And so, to me, this is definitely coming across as a lot of info dump, a lot of knowledge being downloaded. Like you're receiving so much information, so much clarity, but it's that feeling of it's there if you want it. You know what I'm saying? And so, with this hermit card, I do feel like there is this energy of you channeling your own. It's like, although it's being provided by the energies around us, right? Because we are influenced by the planets, the houses, you know, the zodiacs, all that stuff like that. So all those things are happening above us. You know, when they say, I think Neil deGrasse Tyson says, in this TV series, I forgot, The Cosmos or something like that, where he says that we are, you know, made of stardust. What's happening above us is also what's happening within us internally, you know? So it's getting in tune with that, right? And what's happening above is mirroring what's happening within, or vice versa. And so it's getting in tune with that, and it's just enlightening you. It's giving you a lot of information. It's giving you a lot of clarity. It's giving you a lot of things to look at, and it's helping you having to make the choices that you have to make within this energy of the Three of Swords, right? We also have this energy of the Chariot here. So it's in a lot of ways the choice to move on, the choice to move forward, the choice to persevere, the choice to, you know, conquer, okay? The choice to win, you know? I am getting a lot of single vibes, so I do feel like this is you and you alone, you know? Party of one kind of energy. And so it's this feeling of also to helping you get over a heartache or helping you get over sadness that takes place, right? So you may be coming to an understanding in regards to a situation and it hurts, you know, or you're having to make a decision and it's not necessarily the best one in regards to how it affects you. Others around you, or how it affects you, but it's something that needs to be done. And I do feel like the universe is on your side with this, right? It has your back. It is carrying you forward, right? So it could be leaving a relationship that's, you know, that's just, you just need to let it go, right? Or leaving a friend behind and there are tears. There is hurt behind this situation, but it's this energy of it must be done kind of thing, right? All right. So we have the Daughter of Cups here. Daughter of Cups. I feel like with this Daughter of Cups, there could be this energy of definitely someone coming in. This person could be already in your life right now, and there's this need to kind of resist them, but it's like, see where this situation goes. Yeah, I do feel like they are, in a lot of ways, you know, irresponsible. You know, they're very impulsive. They don't necessarily really think about some of the decisions that they make entirely. Okay. I do feel like if this is like a friend, you know, I do feel like they're very tiresome. Very tiresome. It's like when you get around them, you know, they're just, oh my goodness, it is very draining, and you just got to go to sleep afterwards. You just got to, you know, recharge. But I do feel like when it comes down to this person, it's this feeling here that they got a lot of baggage, and they have a tendency to not necessarily really deal with their issues. And so it's this feeling of constantly having to keep moving forward, keep going, keep doing this, keep doing that, keep going out, going to the club, hanging out with friends, going out with guys, going out with girls, or whatever the case may be, being all over the place because they're running away from their issues. But I do feel like with this Two of Wands here, in a way, to me, this comes across as you're waiting. It's like you're waiting for them to come here. I don't know. I see for some, it's like waiting at a bus stop. Yeah, it's like I've been waiting for you at the door kind of energy. So you it's like they come in to shake things up a bit. They come into your life to definitely put you on a path that will shake and change your reality, all right? A lot of things can happen that is beyond our understanding, right? And so if this person is coming in and they're doing all this damage, what is that, I think? Is it damage control? They're just doing a number on you or whatever. And it's just like, I wouldn't wish this on anybody. But it's like behind the scenes, it's this energy of everything happens for a reason, you know. And this is the person for the job. It's like somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to change your life. Someone's got to push you in a direction. It's like nudging you in a direction. So that either you wake up or you just, you know, snap out of it or something like that, or just get in control of your life. Okay, so we have the Lovers here, Goddess of Cups. So I feel like this could be, if I'm keeping this strictly to you, it's this energy, someone is coming into your life in order for you to have to learn to choose you. Okay, and now if it's outside of you, it is this energy here of three people here. So this could be a third party situation. This could be someone coming in and shaking things up a bit in regards to your relationship as well. But If not, it's definitely this energy of someone or something is coming in, because this is causing you to get into that energy, to get into that space of having to choose you. Having to choose yourself, love yourself, be yourself, express yourself. Okay, so the heart space, we have the Two of Cups. Ooh, Ace of Cups. Whew, the Star. So heavy energy on that, on that loving yourself energy. Wow, that is so interesting. And that heart space, it's is definitely that energy of just loving you. Loving you and showing the world the real you. That's the, I'm seeing that card. So if this is a job or whatever it is, it's pushing you so that you can get in charge of your destiny, so that you can get in control of your life, so that you can decide for yourself, this is what, you know, I'm choosing me. I'm tired of putting myself last. I'm tired of submitting myself to situations or settling or whatever, because I have no self-confidence. I have no love for myself or respect for myself. So I'm choosing to indulge in situations that causes me or influences me to act out of character, to stoop low and not see the value of myself, right? So it's this energy of settling for something when you know that you deserve more, you know? You know you deserve more. You know that you're worthy and you're divine and you're powerful and you're beautiful and you're everything that you're supposed to be. But when you're dealing with situations or people, it's like you dim your shine, you dim your light, or the person contributes to you dimming your light. You know what I'm saying? So there's this feeling here of feeling, oh, I'm not good enough for this person, or I'm not good enough for this situation, or, you know, although this person doesn't have all the qualities that I desire, I'm going to still choose this person because they're here, or they're giving me attention, or it seems like a good fit, or it seems logically, it seems, you know, okay. Right. And it's this energy of you like saying, how dare you even think of anything else that's outside of your reality, right? So if you're dealing with a job or if you're dealing with a person and it's like, you know, they're here, so I might as well just be content with what I have. But it's like there's something more out there, and you know you deserve it, you know, or dealing with someone and they're displaying just things that you don't want to deal with anymore. You know, like it's like I've gotten past that. I've grown up. I've matured. I don't want to continue to play these games. I don't want to continue to turn a blind eye to your toxic behaviors. And it's like, but if I don't want to lose this opportunity with this person because I want this to be my person. But it's like, there needs to be a level of confidence in yourself that if you tell this person like, hey, I can't do this anymore, and if you can't change, then we can't be together. You know what I'm saying? Then it's this feeling of having to say that and part ways and choose you and just have the confidence that if this person is going to come back, then they're going to come back. You know, if they love you, or if they see you as being worthy enough, you know, they will do the necessary changes in order to commit to this relationship. Or saying to, you know, your boss, you know, like, I want more responsibilities. I'm ready for this. I see myself doing something else in regards to that work field. Or saying I want a raise. You know, I feel like I put in a lot of work, and you know, I feel like my work doesn't my pay isn't reflecting the work that I put in. You know, I feel like I deserve more pay. You know what I'm saying? And there's that fear of not wanting to say that, because if I say that, then I might get fired. Or if I say that, then, you know, something bad is going to happen, right? Something is not going to happen in my favor. But it's having to push yourself to be able to have that level of confidence so that you can do the things that you need to do. And, you know, just be confident that everything's going to work out for the best. Because we have this 10 of shells here. All right? So it's having to get over that fear in regards to taking control of a situation. That's what's in your heart space. Your heart space is saying, like, you know, there needs to be enough love for yourself that will be able to get you through, you know? I'm definitely seeing this energy of being in tune with yourself. And then also we talked about the energy that's working in your favor, but it's like the energies could be all around you, but if you're not on your team, if you're not, you know, cheering for you, you know, what can the universe do, you know? They can send you all the synchronicities, all the signs that, you know, that they can, you know, but it's like this feeling of it's your choice, you know. It always boils down to it being your choice. Okay, so let's see, in regards to the, let me see. We got the Fool here, all right? I do see this energy of, I don't know why I keep referencing the Wizard of Oz, but it's definitely that energy of ease on down the road, right? It's taking that journey, right? It's saying yes to that path, whatever it may be, you know? Whether that is singlehood, whether that is a new job, or, you know, leveling up in your job or leveling up in your relationship, is saying yes to it and going on that journey here. So, yeah, I feel like it's a lot of readings that's happening here. A lot of readings. All right? So, narrative you resonate with, it's, you know, sorry, I'm saying, you know, so many freaking times. All right, so we have the Eight of Cups, so definitely leaving something behind, but this is for your highest good, right? We have the Four of Pentacles. It's leaving something behind because it's like you is leaving something behind and protecting yourself, protecting your assets. So it's like protecting your energy, protecting your space, protecting your time, protecting your stability. All right. We have the God of Swords here, the Nine of Cups. So I do feel like, okay, so we have another energy that's coming across here. With this God of Swords here, it's pretty much just the Father of Swords. So I do feel like in regards to this situation, it's this feeling here of definitely being responsible for your own happiness and living in your truth, okay? This could be a masculine energy as well that comes into the picture. All right? And we also have the Goddess of Pentacles. So I feel like this could be coming. This is someone that, you know, definitely comes into your life and is willing to willing to commit to you on that level, but it's like once you're in that space of self-love, self-care, self-divinity, self-empowerment, okay, when you're truly happy. But this is also too, this energy here, I do feel like when it comes down to the God of Swords, it's also leaving someone behind, and once again choosing you. For sure. So I do feel like for some, it's leaving someone else. You know, we did have the Lovers here in the past. So it's leaving someone, but there is this energy of coming towards, let's see. I do feel like it's there is someone that is coming in, you know. It'll take some time. But there is someone coming in that you may be manifesting. But I feel when it comes down to this situation, it's more so of choosing yourself first, going through that journey of self first, healing, all that good stuff. And then you'll be with someone, okay? Because it's a lot of cards, so I do feel like it'll take some time, but there is this energy of having to move forward from a relationship, being patient with the process, healing, you know, focusing on your goals, having a good time, surrounding yourself with, you know, your friends, being very successful, being in the space of happiness, and there is this energy of then you're in that space to be guided to someone that is more so along your path. All right. So we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and then pull some cards here. But I do feel like it's definitely that energy of for sure, you know, choosing yourself. Okay. And being in control of your destiny here. All right. So, yeah. All right. So closing this reading off, I'm going to pull some cards to see what the conclusion or, you know, the advice. Okay, so step out of your comfort zone, all right? A new start is coming. All right, that's cool. We talked about that. The Great Severing, Mars energy, anger, conflict, softening to love. Your hard work is paying off. Conclusions are within reach. Double mission, lightworker, starseed, serve the world by being you. Awesome. That's so cool. You're not alone. Isolation, physical connection, community. Yeah. So we were talking about that. And then lastly, the bottom of the deck says we are the Hathors, deep love, mother's milk, birth as a portal. So I feel like in regards to all this, you know, like I said, this is definitely a Starseeds deck. I mixed it in with the Moonology deck just to add a little bit of flavor here. I feel like this is pretty much confirming everything that I was saying before. Although, like, you know, it's wherever you fit within this these narratives that I've said. But if not, the overall message here is to get in control of your life, right? Whether that may be ending things so that you can start new stuff. It's just more so of, you know, being in that space where you're surrounded by love in regards to a person or a situation that you're involved in, right? We want to be able to be at a job that we love, right? We want to be in a relationship where we're with someone that we love. We want to be surrounded by people that we love and they love us. You know, it's equal, it's reciprocal on both ends, you know? And I think that's the ultimate goal here, is surrounding ourselves with people who are like us, accept us, we accept them, and it's just all love, right? So that's pretty much what I'm getting here with all of this. Thank you so, so much for tuning in if you're still here. Hopefully this was able to resonate with you and help you out in any way, shape, or form. Good luck to you on your journey. Until next time, peace.